I'm an entrepreneur with a mission to share unique business journeys, workflow and client experience tips, and entrepreneurial advice through fun and easygoing conversations with pros and peers. I'm Cassie, and I'm your host. Let's grab drinks after work every Thursday as we banter and brainstorm. With a shot of business and a splash of pleasure, this is the Mastermind Mixer. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Mastermind Mixer. I am super excited to be back. The next few episodes are going to look a little different, but in a super fun way. We hosted our very first Escape Conference, and we being my co-founder, Allie, and I, and of course, Claire was there as well. And every night, at the suggestion of one of our attendees, actually, we started recording recaps. So I am going to share those recaps, but in order to keep them a little bit streamlined, I'll be popping in and out to just give you context of what we were talking about. So let's get into it. Hey everyone, this is Cassie.
And this is Allie.
And we are actively sitting on the floor of our suite in the bungalow after our night one check-in and welcome event.
And it's interesting that we're actually recording right now because this was not even on our radar. Originally, we said we were going to do a recap episode, or I think as Cassie calls it, an after action report, because we execute with military precision here at the Escape Conference. But as we were having a nightcap with one of our attendees who is a podcast producer.
Can you guys hear that? I hope you can hear that, because that is behind the scenes. That is Claire pulling a backdrop underneath cover because it just started thundering and she was afraid it was going to get wet.
So at what time of night?
Yeah, it is 12:23 in the morning. But anyway, what Allie was saying was,
so we have an attendee who has a podcast producing and editing firm. And she was like, yeah, go back to your room and like do a recap at the end of the night. And we were like,
yeah, she was like, you're going to forget. She's like, if you wait till the end, you're going to forget the details. She's like, so go back and record.
So shout out to Haley Gaffin of Haley Gaffin Creative. Thank you for
the encouragement.
The encouragement. Yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just want to take a moment to share a special offer from a tool I personally love and use, Trello. As someone who values organization and efficiency, I find Trello to be an incredibly versatile and user-friendly project management tool. It helps businesses and individuals stay on top of their tasks, collaborate seamlessly, and achieve their goals more efficiently. It's an essential tool for anyone looking to bring structure and clarity to their work and personal life. As a special treat for our dedicated listeners, when you sign up for Trello using our referral code, trello.com/CassieLane/recommend, you'll receive 1 month free. This fantastic bonus will help you jumpstart your organizational journey. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to revolutionize your project management and elevate your productivity. Visit trello.com, that's trello.com/CassieLane/recommend to claim your free month and start experiencing the benefits of Trello today. Real quick to set the tone, a huge hailstorm rolled in and Claire was scrambling outside as we're just like casually recording this podcast. So that's why we had to take a quick break. And then you can hear it in the background and listening to this back, it is wild that we just kept recording. So let's start from the top.
Are we starting not pre-event, just actual event?
Yeah, I think actual event. I think we needed to get into the nitty-gritty of all that.
Okay.
So check-in was at 4 today. So we got up early and ran all of our last-minute errands and started doing like last-minute assembly stuff, but like it felt like a lot.
It did feel like a lot, even though we had like adequately prepared beforehand. There were some things that we just couldn't do.
And we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been not sleeping. So we've been staying up super late and it was just like everything got done and it, like without even compromising like attendee seeing stuff. Like everything was done.
I think we would have gotten it done regardless of the amount of time we were given, but we perfectly timed it.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it. That also included each of us getting our makeup done, which was so nice. I'm so happy we did that.
Yeah, like, we look good.
Well, not only that, but like we had
we had time to sit because like you and I hadn't slowed down at all for days.
Including like eating.
Right.
I had 2 protein bars today.
and we found
3
half
pieces
of
sushi.
And we found half of the protein bar just in your bed.
I am a toddler. And put my snacks everywhere.
So I think Allie's probably like biggest pain point, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, is that she has lost everything today. Like just at some point in time something has been looked for on Allie's part.
A cell phone, my car keys, a bag with a bra on it.
Yeah, they're just every time you turn around, she's like, I can't find something. We're like, oh shit, okay. That rain is...
Okay, you guys, you hear it settling in that I realize that it's not just rain. I'm like, what is happening out there? And poor Claire is just being pelted with hail.
Okay, so we're back again because we realized it wasn't rain. It was actually hail. And did we help Claire? No. Did we watch her from the door and try to scare her when she's in the corner? Yes. So that is that, I think. But she did. She got everything. What we were talking about was getting all the things done. Attendees started showing up. Like, we're all ready. Like, let's zoom past. But nothing really happened.
We got to make a bend. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah. And aside from not being able to find the phone, which I think we should talk about, that was the biggest pain point for you.
Yeah.
Nothing else, like, didn't get done. Like, we somehow pulled it together. Claire ran errands all morning. Oh, we can talk about tablecloths, too. Because that was probably my pain point.
That was your pain point? Are you the one out there steaming them?
Well, it didn't work.
I know, I'm aware.
It was my pain point that we just, like, kept trying to fix it. And then my mom just sat down in the sun and goes, I wouldn't judge you if they look like that. Because she was clearly throwing in the towel.
But
and
also...
Allie came in and she goes, look out the window and look at that tablecloth that your mom just said was okay. And it was like, also, it looked like...
No. We had to back up. So I was hand steaming the 6x8 tablecloths. Yes. Don't mind doing that. But she said that we were spending too much time on
details.
Yeah,
her point was that like it was taking up too much time.
Yeah, and I
agree. Which it always does. We've talked about that.
Yeah, which was valid.
And I will say, throughout all the events we've ever done, like
renting linens is always the answer.
Yes, because steaming, I would rather do literally anything else. Than steam linens.
Right. It takes up so much time.
Well, according to one of our attendees,
yeah, she said that we'd iron
them.
You should always iron linens.
Shout out Danielle.
But here's the thing.
That also seems
I'm never going to iron a linen because I will never host an event without running linens.
Anymore?
No.
This is the last one. Because our tablecloths that Claire just pulled off the tables before they got rained on was plan C.
Yeah, it was plan C. Because, so... I have a friend who has a...
No, back up. The ones that slip off the table.
Okay, so I have a huge tote of linens.
Nope. I guess it was plan D.
What was it for? Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my gosh. So the tables in the courtyard of the venue are picnic tables. And I ordered picnic table covers because they're bright red and we didn't want to have bright red in the pictures. So we got tan and we got here and for some reason the picnic tables have like 6-foot seat spaces, but they have the tables are 8 feet long, but there's, so the covers for the chairs fit or for the benches, but the covers for the actual tabletops were 2 feet too short. Then I had a whole container of linens that I brought with me, but I haven't used in a really long time. But I knew that there were a lot of linens, and I was like, oh, there'll be something in there. Like, what I failed to even think of, to be quite frank, is that they were all round.
Literally, I think it was on a to-do list to check the linens.
And I just never got to it before I left. Because I can't lift the tote, and the tote was in the shed. So right. Mark got the tote, literally... at 11 p.m. the night before I left out of the shed and put it in the truck. And I was like, oh, like, it'll be fine. Like, I knew they were all clean. I knew they were all, like,
labeled.
I knew we had them
with
labeled.
Circles, yeah.
I just didn't know that they were around. Then, at the suggestion of my mom, because she reminded me of our friend that owns a venue who uses drop cloths, and they look really nice. Like, they look legit. I went and did a Hail Mary at Home Depot and bought a shit ton of drop cloths until I realized that they're the wrinkliest things on the planet and they are impossible to get the wrinkles out. So at that point, I came upstairs. I didn't ask anybody. I just came upstairs. I sat down on the couch and I called the place where we got the conference tables and chairs. And I just said, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
Did you say the word pickle?
I did. And I said, we need linens for what we rented from you, plus four tables. And I said, I'll basically take any color, but here's my preference. And he was like, we'll hook you up. And Claire was already out. And I called her and I was like, don't come back. Go back to the rentals place that you've already been to once today and pick up linens. And she said, Roger. She didn't even question it. So that was, I think for me, it was just because it was like, we should have gotten to the rentals decision so much sooner.
Yeah.
Like so, after the, again, we will never do another event and not just rent linens.
Yep.
Even so that like, so something that's happening tonight is that everybody ate dinner on the linens and now they have stains on them. I would almost suggest having linens for each day.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and just like throw them in a bag because they're really not expensive. Like it's, it's not that, it's not that big of a deal.
How many times have we steamed stuff to realize?
It just hit every time. We always complain about it.
What's the definition of
insanity? Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom has linens at her house, and she takes them and gets them pressed. Like, and that's what, that's the difference is that like the rentals company presses them professionally. So if I would have had mine pressed, aside from them being round,
the biggest thing was the shape.
Yeah, the shape was terrible.
And then second.
And we kept, like, my toxic trait is I try to make it work knowing that it's not going to work. So I kept, like, trying to put it on the picnic tables different ways as if it was going to make
that's
it
true.
Okay.
That's true. As if it was, yeah, going
to turn
into
like,
a rectangle.
We tried to, like, layer to, yeah. Like,
and if I like, turn it so many times.
And it's so funny that I had such mirrored conversations with you and your mom because you're like, when you were trying to do the circle ones, you were like, it's okay, right? Like, it'll work. Like, and yeah. I was like, well, I feel like it's going to be weird. They're going to be, like, kind of stepping.
Is that what she did with the drop cloth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she tried to.
We just so desperately wanted it to be over like that.
Well, it was so funny because I thought the steamed ones, the ones that I steamed two of them and I thought they looked not great.
Right. But it was so much better.
Acceptable. And then she was like, well, maybe we can get them like a little bit damp and put them in the dryer. And
yeah,
for 30
it
minutes.
It just made it worse.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It literally looked like a piece of crinkle paper.
It did. It did. I almost was like, if we do that to all of them, will it look like we did that on purpose? Like, I had that thought. Like, can we just make them look like they're supposed to be wrinkly? So we talked about linens and we like ran too many errands surrounding linens. That was like my biggest annoyance of our
that's
morning.
True. We made multiple trips out.
Yeah. Like, it
to
just.
Fix it.
To fix a problem that was so easily solvable.
Yep.
Like, Claire picked up the conference tables and chairs that morning. And she could have just picked up the linens.
The linens, yeah.
And they had, like...
Did you rent them from the same company?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well, I did it because I knew they would know what we had. And
right.
they would be able to tell us what... Oh, I didn't tell you guys this part.
Hmm.
So, I Googled, like, Louisville linen rentals. This company pops up, and I call them. This lady answers. She's so nice. She's, like... Oh my gosh, like, yeah, like, we can take care of you. Like, these are the colors. And they had like hot pink and orange, beige, and white. So she was like, we'll have them pulled for you. You can pick the color, blah, blah, blah. And I tell her, I'm like, this is what we have. And she's like, okay, these are the sizes that you need. She gets my billing information. She gets all the things. And whenever we go, she's like, okay, here's the address. It was in Indianapolis. For some reason, their company, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That happens all the time. Nice. So I went through, I rented linens, all but paid for them from a company that was in Indianapolis. And then that's when I called. That the place that we rented the tables from wasn't my first call. I had actually called and like mistakenly, and she was like, that happens constantly. So that was another thing that happened.
I did make a trip to Indiana today.
This was a perfectly timed segue from Claire, as she is about to tell us about her ventures into Indiana. But I just want to reiterate, one of our biggest pieces of advice is just order the frickin' linens. Just do it. Okay, now let's hear from Claire.
Yeah.
I did cross the state line.
So,
pick stuff.
Okay. Second prep pain point for me is that we have a display wall that we want to have up on Wednesday for our Louisville showcase night. And we could not find anything to put things on. Is it weird? No, this will come out like after, right?
Yeah.
So we have Cheval shoes. Are you okay?
Mosquito?
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah, she smashed a mosquito on her hands and then showed it to us. And like we were playing cops and robbers. Like put her hands up. but we have Cheval shoes that are like cowboyish, and we want to have like a shoe wall as the photo backdrop for that night. And we'd intended to put them on a slat wall with acrylic shelves. Slat walls are so expensive new, and we would find them on Facebook Marketplace to rebuy, but nobody would respond to us. So we went back and forth on like what to do. We had like all this has gone on for weeks, like looking for this. And we finally were just like, we're buying like a bookshelf or like some type of shelf. And found one 2 days ago. And we were like, okay, we're going to pick it up at 4. And she was like, the person on Facebook Marketplace was like, okay, 4. I liked the response. And then the lady sold it out from underneath for me because I didn't type the words okay, see who at 4.
I think one of my biggest pain points with Facebook Marketplace is people who don't understand Facebook Marketplace. Like,
yeah,
if someone has hearted, hey, will you be here?
That means like
that means
yes,
I'll be there.
Yeah,
like, I have that. Yeah. That is a confirmed response,
right? So Claire went to cross the state line today because we finally pulled the trigger on one on Facebook Marketplace. After I spent my morning going to 3 different places looking for an assembled bookshelf. I didn't give a shit what it looked like. I just wanted an assembled bookshelf.
I love how it also escalates. It escalates from something that is to perfection.
Right.
And then it goes to
anything, I really like the bookshelf idea. And she was like, no, we're not having a bookshelf.
I just had in my mind what I wanted. Like, really wanted... I would have bought a piece of plywood and screwed the shoes into the wall. Like, that's what I...
But
I
knew
we had said that we weren't going to damage them.
Right.
Yeah, like, she was like, we have ones that we don't mind. And we were like, no, because we had this slat wall idea. But... Yeah.
It's just funny how the standard like slowly like decreases. Because it was like
I fought the bookshelf
a full blown
so hard.
Yeah. With the
slat
wall. With
acrylic.
The slat wall.
Yeah.
And then it went to, okay, I want one that's already assembled, like pre-assembled. And then it went to, I'll fucking build it if I have to. Like I will get from Target and put it together myself.
Yeah.
I'll IKEA the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
And then luckily like somebody finally answered on Marketplace and Claire was out and picked it up.
I'm going to be honest, this one still burns a little bit. I had a vision that I never got to see come to life, and it worked out fine. But I guess the lesson is either give yourself more time or be willing to flex.
Allie, during that time, what were you doing?
Steaming.
Steaming.
Well, we ran so many
errands.
We ran so many errands that had left us at a standstill here.
Yeah.
That you like didn't have a lot to. You were like waiting on us to get back.
I was looking for things to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we had like one set of swag bags that still needed to be put together, and I was waiting on containers to put them in.
Yeah.
And then I needed scissors to finish the coffee bar. And
I had all the things.
Yeah. I even asked you, like, can you come back and like drop a set off so I can keep going?
But I had left that morning with intentions of only doing one of the errands and coming back. But my mom was like, Cash, you're already gonna be out. Like, just get it done. And then the next thing I knew, I had done
all
the
errands.
Yeah. And was gone for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we get back and, let's talk about the weather today. Yesterday was so nice. Today was so beautiful, but it was so freaking
hot.
And I was afraid I was going to get a sunburn. Like, it was so hot. Allie stepped out on the AstroTurf in the courtyard and
barefoot.
Nearly burnt her feet off. Like, it hurt.
Okay, so this is an unexpected lesson, but one that I did not learn because I continued to walk without shoes on during like setups and breakdowns and broke some glass on the ground and got glass on my feet. So I did not learn from Allie's burnt feet. I just continued on with the trend.
Yeah, so that was an interesting, and that's all like before 2 o'clock. Like yeah. we did all that because we had intended, we stayed up until like what, 2 a.m. last night?
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we're going to get up at 7:30. I could not sleep. I woke up. Well, why couldn't I sleep? Maybe because Claire's ass.
I was a little overzealous with the
alarm clock.
You intentionally set that? That wasn't just like left over from like your regular life?
I set like three. No.
Oh, you're
But I set like three of them. It wasn't snoozing. Like I set like three.
Oh, so when.
Because I was so tired. I was like, I'm not going to wake up.
Yeah, you were right. You were right.
But yeah, you weren't going to wake up. But there were two other people that could have helped you with that. Like,
that's also true. That's also true.
So her alarm goes off and Claire refused to sleep in a bed. Like she and I were supposed to share a bed. And instead she just slept on two beanbags pushed together. It's a long story. But her alarm went off this morning and she was snoozing so hard that I had to shake her and be like, your alarm is going off. And in true Claire fashion, she immediately sat up and goes, I'm so sorry, you guys. And like, just immediately apologized and then went back to sleep. Okay, so let's get to like the experience of the attendees and like what that felt like. So my mom is here as our bartender and her friend Fawn is here as like a do anything girl. Like
yeah, she'll
help us with whatever. So they were at the check-in table, with their instructions to, give clipboards out. We had clipboards that had all the itineraries, all the paperwork, a QR code to a directory of every attendee and speaker here, name tags, you know, all the important stuff. And then they got a glass of champagne upon arrival. I thought that worked out great.
Yeah.
We also had a map that we will use at each event where you drop a pin, from on where you live. So, and then we had our ESC backdrop for like a photo op. I will say that was in full sun. Nobody took pictures on it until the sun went down. Like,
also, I think people were just tired from traveling. So they were
that
like
was something
home.
I did not anticipate, which was like such a silly oversight. But you and I were like ready.
We were adrenaline rushing.
And people showed up in like sweats and messy buns because they were like straight from a 6-hour car ride or a plane ride.
And I would have been the exact same way.
I would have been the exact same way, but I did not think that, which we did the right thing. Like the alternative, we shouldn't have looked like them. Like, you know what I mean? Like we shouldn't have shown up in our sweatpants. Like that wouldn't have made sense. But I just expected, they were all enthusiastic, but they were all very tired.
Yeah. And they like that. I thought people were going to be mingling in between when they arrived and when we were about to have the venue tour 2.5 hours later. But it was mostly like people showering and getting ready and napping. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very quiet. It was much quieter than I anticipated. I thought we were going to have to be like hosting during that time. And we really didn't have to. There was nobody around.
So we felt kind of lazy and aimless.
Yeah, we were kind of like...
Well, it's nice that you guys had, like, a buffer. Like,
it was nice.
They had time to rest. That might have been, like, a little...
Stressful, for sure.
Yeah. If they rolled straight into, like, bam, bam, bam.
Right. It gave us time to... I caught Fawn up on, like, what the expectations for the whole day were. I, you know, looped my mom back in to just, like, double check to make sure, like, the bar was good. Oh, speaking of the bar... the night before, so last night, we are doing a full overview of the entire conference to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And, my mom and I own a mobile bartending business. So that's the bar that's here. And, we are talking about the logistics of like serving, and I made an assumption that we have inventory of cups, and I had made the assumption that there were that she brought the cups, and then we find out at like midnight.
Because when you say bring the bar,
the bar, I meant like the whole kit and caboodle,
and
like
the,
everything.
Yes.
And she literally just brought the bar, so we had no cups, and we found out at 10 o'clock or later.
No, midnight.
Midnight.
It was later, yeah.
The night before the event, so that was another errand that I had to run this morning, was to go get cups. So we had cups at the bar.
I remember it was so late because we. we all just almost got hysterical. Like, we're just laughing because it was
funny. We were finishing our ramen at 10 p.m.
Yeah,
that's true. Right. Yeah.
And having that conversation.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, Cassie, we had this conversation. You verified with me that your mom was bringing the cups. And yeah. She was like, yeah, I thought she was.
Yeah, like it was just a huge miscommunication between my mom and I.
So what's the lesson here? The lesson is to over communicate. We had made packing lists for each person that was coming into town, and I put bar supplies, and I just should have itemized every single thing, but it was fine. I'm just glad we found out the night before. I want to take a moment and talk to you about Dubsado, an incredible all-in-one business management platform designed to help you streamline your processes, elevate your client experience, and save time on the tasks that matter the most. Dubsado offers a wide range of features, including client relation management, project tackling, invoicing, and so much more. It's the perfect tool to help you grow and manage your business with ease. And because we love Dubsado and our listeners so much, we have a special offer just for you. Use code CassieLane at checkout to get 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado. That's right. You're going to get 20% off when you sign up and you use the code CassieLane. That's CassieLane. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity to simplify your business and focus on what truly matters. Visit Dubsado.com. DUBSADO.com and use code CassieLane today. Now let's get back to the conversation.
So after the break, we did a venue tour because this venue is so cool. The Bungalow has been like, it's the perfect fit. Mm-hmm. Like I have no regrets. I don't have any, like our intense search for a venue paid off. Like yeah. This is exactly where we should have hosted.
Yeah.
So we wanted them to be able to see each suite is like so unique, and really, really cool. So we wanted them to see not only like where certain things were going to be hosted, but just like experience the venue as a whole. And it paid off. I loved Allie and I, when they were checking in too, got to walk them into their rooms and just the excitement and like, this is so cool and I'm never leaving. Like there were just a lot of comments like that mm-hmm. I freaking loved. It was so fulfilling and it was so cool.
And I think one of the most thoughtful parts was, you know, they were coming off of that travel and they had waters and the LaCroix in their, you know, fridges and the snacks. Yeah,
we stocked all, so every room has a kitchenette. So, and we stocked, well, I didn't stock, Claire and Allie stocked everything with snacks and drinks and fruit. So they had all of that waiting and then we had a little bag on their beds that had toiletries and they got a chocolate bar and it's a greeting card and Allie had handwritten notes to each of the attendees and speakers like welcoming them to the event. So,
and we got a lot of, we got tagged in a lot of stories of those attendees saying the detail is...
Yeah, we keep hearing like the details, like the details, the details, which is something that like... we knew was going to differentiate us mm-hmm. if we did it well. Yeah. And it just, I mean, I don't even know.
It's impactful. I mean, it just...
Yeah.
I will say this until I am blue in the face. We are so grateful for all the support and all of the encouragement that we got from every single person that was at the Escape Conference. It felt incredible and just something that I'm never going to be over. It was amazing.
I don't even know if Claire knows this, but we had ideas that I just didn't feel like were us. I felt like we were getting tired. And Allie and I like reevaluated all of the gifting. Like just recently.
Like within the last month.
Because we were like cutting close on delivery times because it was so close to the event. Like we changed everything. Like our merch, everything changed. Because what we had intended to do just felt like really generic. It felt so far away from like our values and our goals for the conference. So I'm really glad we did that because I think it paid off.
Yeah. We are very excited that we sold a t-shirt today.
Oh my gosh, I started crying. we sold a t-shirt, which was so cool. It's like the best $24, $24.95 that I've ever seen in my Venmo account. then what?
Then the venue tour.
Yeah, so we did the venue tour. Everybody was, like, super excited. And then we ended at dinner. So I'm going to let Claire talk about dinner.
I don't want to talk about dinner. So it feels very much like I had one job. And
well, you feel like that was on you?
I just, first off, I am just annoyed because it was supposed to be a, it was supposed to run smoother, and it didn't need as, it shouldn't have needed as many hands, but we ended up needing as many hands because it became like a 14-step process almost. Yeah. Because we ordered stuff, but there was a meal, but it would be found in three different
containers.
Containers.
And for the, like, to paint the picture, this was a meal, this was the only meal that we had them choose what they wanted to eat. So they had an option of five, which in my mind, and they were bento boxes, so is how they were advertised. So in my mind, I imagined like a bento box coming that's like separated and has everything as separation. In reality, what came was like styrofoam after styrofoam after styrofoam container.
And you had to like build your own bento box because
you couldn't tell
part
what
of it was in one, and yeah, then you had to look for the
like
other
one
parts.
Meal was in three different styrofoam. Mm-hmm. Things.
It wasn't just open up the container, plate it,
right? Which is what we anticipated. No, it was like a,
listening to this back and after like really hashing this out, because spoiler alert, food will become like our arch nemesis for the duration of the conference. But, we would have just bought cute little bento boxes had we known they weren't going to be delivered that way. So we'll talk more on that later.
Thank God. Like Allie was the face of the event. Cause it would have been weird if we were all gone.
Yeah.
Cause it was
yeah.
a long period of time.
Yeah. So the venue tour was at 6:30. We started maybe 5 minutes late, 6:35, just waiting for people to trickle in. And then the venue tour took, I want to say, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So we ended right around 7, maybe 7:10. And I remember coming up, it was 7:17. I was starting to watch the clock because I knew that 7 o'clock was dinner time. And multiple people had come and were like, wait, do we get dinner tonight? Or they had asked me that. And I was like, yeah, it should be served at 7. And so I had confirmed it with them prior to the food even arriving. Yeah. And then I came up and, well, we had no way of knowing.
Yeah.
And so at 7:17, I walked upstairs and I was like, how much time do we need to buy? And Claire said, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of watching the clock. I was actually in a conversation with Abby, the photographer. She is attending, but also helping us document the event. And Morgan, I believe. And I just remember like kind of checking my phone, almost feeling like a little bit inconsiderate to see what time it was. And I think it was 7:29 when you guys brought it down.
So it was almost exactly 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were,
And like, it's just funny that we like, you know, we're spending 4 days with everybody that's here. And I was like, the 12 minutes was like, felt
the
like
longest
forever.
I mean, I came upstairs.
And Cassie came down and was like, okay, they can, or she called me and was you can be seated now. And so I kind of made a joke of it, like down there as I was telling people to sit down. And I was like, I just got a call from above that we can now be seated for dinner.
Yeah. So, I came upstairs and I just saw like stacks of styrofoam containers and Claire just like frenzy. It was like all around the kitchen. And I was like, what's happening? And she was like, it's just everywhere. Like everything is everywhere. And so I had two phones. One phone said what people ordered. And then the other phone said what was included. So like if they ordered bento box B, what was in bento box B? And Claire laid all the plates out. So we'd have like 9 of this.
Listen, I know we're dwelling, but I cannot describe how stressful this was. And it was such an intense, like 30 minutes of sorting this out. Do not recommend. And this will be fixed for next time.
Proved to just be a...
It was way too difficult. Like, we're not chefs. We don't order... Like, we don't run a line kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just not, like...
Exactly.
I mean, if it was a regular bento box and you just had to replate, that's one thing.
Exactly.
That would have been too easy. Or if it was...
Like, you could have done that by yourself.
Right, exactly.
Another thing that they did is that each meal came with a side of rice, but they put two sides of rice in in one and then no rice in another. So it, the impression would be like this meal doesn't come with rice.
Honestly, that just sounds more difficult for them to keep track of.
I know.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know the rationale behind it. I don't know anything. Like it didn't make any sense.
It's so funny because we ordered off of a catering app and that company had so many rave reviews.
Rave reviews. Yeah.
And that's the thing too. If they had done it in like, you know how in catering, if you're, you know, buffet style, and they just do the big things. If we had done that too, we could have just like scooped and done it. But it was, they made it, I don't understand the rationale at all. Like it was,
they literally could not have made it harder.
So that was happening. And I will say, so Claire, when we, spoiler alert, we went to the bourbon bar after with all the attendees. One of our attendees was like, you guys are like so calm and collected. Like everything is running so smoothly. She was like, I'm so impressed. And she like raved about like how smoothly everything is going. She did.
She did.
And she was like so serious. She was like, this is amazing. And I was like, well, just to be clear, because I feel like we're sick of the smoke and mirrors, like everything hasn't been smoothly, but like we're holding it down.
It's
like,
it's a fucking rat race behind the curtain.
I was like,
Don't peek.
I was like, we have a good team and we're making it work.
Yeah.
And before we even came here,
I told you, I was like, it is nice because I know that between you, me, Allie, your mom, like,
and now Fawn.
We can solve anything. Yeah. I mean, that's just,
and there's no solutions. Probably the most tension comes from me and my mom, and it's just like mom daughter stuff. Like it's not, you know, like it's not even tension, but I'll just be like, all right, mom, I got
and
it.
Like,
you know?
But like it phases no one. Like yeah, we just like, continue.
We just like recharge forward. Yeah. And it's been nice like for Allie especially to like get to know my mom too and like know her strengths and be like, oh, like let's, for example, like putting her at the check-in table because like she's a really good like people person and talker, and just like making that decision was just a really good move, like having them there.
I love my mom. Let's just put that out on the record. Love you, mom.
And then so after dinner we had the bar opened up.
Cocktail Graffiti.
That's where, the bar opened up. And we had two of our bar cocktails. We named our drinks The Great Escape and Blank Space because of our tagline is Escape the Blank.
I will say that I wish we had, like, given a little bit more explanation and made that more of a point of what the titles were and why they were the titles.
Yeah. I think The Great Escape was self-explanatory.
Did you just release them to the bar? Or?
So the bar sign, by the way.
Still not here?
Tomorrow is the delivery date. So Mark,
it was overnighted
and it still took
for
3 days.
$130 doll hairs. Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't call this out that night, but did she just say doll hairs? What was that?
So 3 day from Virginia to Kentucky.
Yeah, so
we could have driven it here.
I know.
Claire, can you go get that?
I ordered a bar sign for the bar and all custom names that would have been like displayed and
it wasn't
a QR
Great
code.
Escape, was it?
Yeah. It has drinks just for this.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah, because they're little metal plaques that can, so I was thinking like special event we'll like get their specialty plaque. So I had all the plaques for this.
I didn't
event.
Even realize that. I thought it was said Tangy Temptress and
no.
Like your regular
we had those,
cocktail
but
names.
Then we had the specialty ones too. So it made it to the house the day I left, and my husband overnighted it here the next morning, and he couldn't get in touch with me, so he just sent it for $130, and that was Saturday, and it's not going to be delivered until tomorrow on, like, till Tuesday. And we had an Amazon package delivered today, and they left it, and it got stolen.
Okay, I have to address this. It did not get stolen. We found out later that it got delivered to the bar. We just didn't get notified for like a full day. So package from Amazon did not get stolen. Thankfully, the bar scooped it up for us, which I'm super grateful for.
We had the cocktails, and our icebreaker for tonight was Cocktail Graffiti, which are like sugar sheets that sit on the top of your cocktail. And we did Entrepreneur Truth or Dare. Oversight was that we did not shuffle the graphics. So we had 10 of each. And the first 10 people got the same prompt.
I feel like, was your mom reading them?
Did it take 10 people?
No, mom was, my mom was like
slinging
the drinks because they're like a line formed. And she was just like picking them up, like whatever. And I was so curious, like, what'd you get? And we all got the same thing.
Talk about a conversation starter.
And it was a recorded video.
It's like an
so it was like the one,
like
10 people got
record a video with your piece of
and it was
business
like the,
advice.
And it was the hardest one to do, like, to like naturally do in a networking space.
Right. But we still had attendees. Shout out to Danielle Throckmorton and Angelica Pompey.
Yeah.
They did it.
In the phone booth.
No.
Yeah. They did.
Cassie almost started crying again.
I can't stop crying. It's a lot. It's a lot. This is so overwhelming. This is the biggest thing that I've ever done.
Yeah.
Well,
if it's the biggest thing you've ever done, it's the biggest thing I've ever done.
It's the biggest thing I've ever done that's this thoughtful. I did the styled shoot, but this is a whole different ballgame. Like, I think I'm emotional because I feel the impact it's making. I feel the potential of
literally
this.
Before.
And you've been on the other side.
Yeah.
Of like wanting that, and now you're giving it to other people.
Yeah.
And the passion of that is just, on another level.
I mean, we are recapping night one, which was simply a venue tour and dinner.
Right. Yeah.
And like we have witnessed or overheard, I can think of four off the top of my head, of connections and conversations that were being made that's going to impact somebody's business.
I mean, we
already
walked in, so like people were trickling in. We had a big group come right at check-in and then things trickled in. And we walked in to when Brittany got here and to show her where her room was. And we had a speaker and attendee sitting in one of their bedrooms talking about like Facebook ads and marketing. Like they were already connecting.
And it wasn't even to the venue tour yet. They were just chilling.
They were just hanging out. And they were talking about like pivots in their business and stuff, which was so cool.
You guys, I'm still not over this. I am still not over what that felt like. And I will be chasing that feeling until the end of time.
Yeah. And just the conversation, like I did a lot of like just observation. It was cool to just like,
I noticed that every time I looked at you, you were just like scanning.
I was just like watching. It was really cool.
And I was just in it.
Cause you know, like, I think it would have been really easy to be a flop. Like it could have been really easy for like nobody to get along. And like, and that did not happen. I mean, it was so organic. It was like everybody knew everybody.
I multiple times asked like, do you guys know each other? And they're like, nope, we just met.
Yeah, like everybody came like so receptive to just like hang out and like learn about each other.
I
and
think
like,
that's a testament to you guys. I think you laid the foundation and the vibe and the community, and it attracted those people.
You guys, could my best friend be any nicer to us? Like, talk about making me, like, listening to this back and making me want to cry again. Here it comes.
It was really cool to
and
just, like, see it happen.
And they walked in here and everyone, it felt like a community
immediately.
The second everyone walked in.
I mean, that's incredible. Like, we should be really proud of ourselves for that. Like, that.
Because I think we've also been to events or parties or conferences
or
whatever.
Like a dad.
Where it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out.
So it was just cool. Like, that. It was very, very clear that our intentions and like our messaging brought the right people.
Yeah.
Like I felt that, and that's why I was just watching it, like I was happy just like seeing, because there was nobody that like I felt like I had to nurture that like felt left out. You know, like there was nobody on the outside of the crowd, which I thought was so cool.
And we have different personalities. Like
everybody's so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to address the fact that you tried to make me cry in the welcome speech.
Did I try?
Yes,
or
you tried.
Or did I achieve?
All of the above. But it was a pointed effort.
No, it wasn't a pointed effort. My intention originally wasn't to make you cry, but I wanted it to be, I wanted the attendees to understand how important I felt the community behind all of this was.
Mm-hmm.
And I, this morning, when I was running my errands, I had 15 minutes before a store opened. And I told Claire, I was like, I have a general idea of what I want to write. But I had 15 minutes and I was like, I'm going to write it right now. And I wrote one draft. I did not edit that. That was my first.
I didn't edit mine either.
Yeah, I just wrote it. And I cried in the parking lot as I waited for the store to open. And I was like, I'm done here. Like, this is perfect.
And then they
I was like, check. And then I sobbed my face off as I read it to everybody. And I read straight from my phone because I wouldn't have been able to get through it otherwise. I barely got through it anyway.
Okay, because I mean what I say and I say what I mean, I really stand by the community that we've created. So I am going to read a snippet from my welcome speech just so you understand what we're talking about here. And this time, I'm not going to cry. 7 years ago, I started my business in the backyard of my house, and my neighbor would come over and help me style a little playhouse for my family mini sessions. Then 5 years ago, I decided to take on wedding photography and fell in love. I immediately took a deep dive into education while desperately seeking a community. I was a military spouse with a husband who was deployed all the time and a new mom to a little girl. I joined every networking group, attending every social, and one day I went to a stranger's house to discuss a photography course that everyone there was in. I nervously chatted, was served white chicken chili, and left not really sure if I'd made any friends or not. That course came and went, we moved multiple times, and the next 5 years flew by with lots of business pivots and trips, and then, unsuspectedly, that neighbor who set up my mini sessions and that woman who served me white chicken chili in her home are both standing with me as I stand here at a welcome party of a conference we created together and are so freaking proud of. And those two people were Claire and Allie. Outside of our businesses, we are friends and allies. These two have been with me through babies being born, shifts in my business, a cancer diagnosis, and so much more. They are my people, and I encourage you to come into the next few days with eager minds and open hearts. Your community is everything, and we're here to help you build it while simultaneously helping you grow your business. Okay, now let's get back to it.
But I think people relate to that. Like, they felt the heart.
I don't even know what people look like because I couldn't look up. Like, I don't know. They could have been like, they could have walked away. And I wouldn't have known.
They didn't.
I know, but they could have.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think...
At the very end, I looked over, and Allie was... tears down her face.
I mean, I wasn't sobbing.
No, you were sobbing, but you don't cry. Seeing tears your face...
It was a stiff upper lip, but the tears were flowing. Like,
right.
When you walked by me afterwards, when we were going on the tour,
I saw the lines.
Because she got makeup done. And
yeah.
I was like...
Yeah. Did it streak the whole night?
No.
It like cleared itself up, but when it was fresh,
I knew tears had fallen. I could tell. And knowing that you weren't a crier, I was like, I nailed it.
Got her.
And the best thing about it was Cassie and I did not tell each other beforehand what we were going to say.
And we didn't overlap.
And we didn't overlap at all.
Because that's who we, like, we're different in that way. And like both of... And neither one of them was generic.
No.
Or unthoughtful.
I did say, we were trying to figure out who was going to go first and who was going to go second because we didn't know what the other one was going to say. And we wanted it to, like, logically make sense. And I said, but I have to tell you my last line. And my last line was, I not only want to welcome you to the Escape Conference, I want to welcome you to the Escape family. And when I told Cassie that that was my final line, she was like, that's it.
I was like, save the line. After I get done talking, you do your final line. Like, it'll be perfect.
And so I went first and I talked about our mission and our values and how we were doing our best to lay a solid foundation for the future so that we could continue to come back year after year. And then Cassie talked about how the friendships that she had made. Someone asked me if I was white chicken chili. Like, if that is who, that is me. Hi, I'm white chicken chili.
And the funniest thing is that when I was telling Claire on the drive from the farm here, I had said, like, I think Allie should go first because she's going to talk more about, like, the conference and, like, how that's going to... And the goal. I was like, that's her vibe. And that should be first. And so it was funny that you were like, well, I'm going to talk about missions values. I was like, yep, you're going first.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I kind of predicted that. I have another favorite part. So we do the cocktail networking. Everybody's still sitting at the tables or just chatting. I call last call for the bar. Nobody moves. Everybody's just, like, so into their conversation. Not a person got up from the table. Like, my mom noted that I was the one that drank the most tonight because I was at the bar the most. But, like, everybody was
so... You were just checking on her.
Yeah. Everybody was so invested in their conversations that they were not interested in moving. And then, like... I forced everybody to go to the bourbon bar because, A, I just needed, like, things needed to wrap up. Like, we had to move things along, A. But B, I think they would have gotten hailed on. Like, they would have still been sitting there.
Yeah, 12:20.
So, it was just, again, it was another observation of just like, oh, people don't want to leave. Like, they're really enjoying themselves. Like, they're really, like, into these conversations. So, anyway, I forced everybody to go to the Bourbon Bar, which was another really good decision overall. Like, I loved that. Like, it was a whole different...
So, flashback to the night that we picked up Claire from the airport, which was Friday night.
Yeah.
Kelsey and I visited Neat, the Bourbon Bar that is connected to the venue. We have our own speakeasy door, which is a really cool feature. And we both got a cocktail and we're sitting there in a, it's sort of a private room-ish.
And we're both really quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, in 2 days.
Like, this room is going to be full.
This room's going to be full with all people that we brought together.
Yeah.
And
then we saw that happen tonight and it was full.
And it was full.
And people were like chummy and like relaxed. I mean, a couple people were even like, it's so nice in here. Like, this is amazing. Like, they were just like, relaxed.
It was down to like them being in awe of like the light fixtures.
Yeah.
Like, it was like they were noticing the small details.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was perfect.
Oh, we didn't even, yeah. So, yeah, so the Bourbon Bar was great. Like, that was when, Allie, I noticed you caught me just, like, soaking it in.
Yeah.
And you and I got to, like, chat for a second and, like, give a little cheers, and that was really nice. Claire, like, because she's Claire, caught it in a picture, which I think should be, like, framed in our house somewhere. Like,
honestly,
So there's, like, the crowds all around us.
Photo of...
Yeah.
And, like, what's funny is you can almost, what you're talking about, the other night when you were there by yourselves, you could almost have taken... I took a picture where everyone was there. It was the dream realized when everyone's there. But if you took everyone out, it brought you back to 2 days prior.
Yeah.
It was just you two looking
symbolic.
At each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really cool. But we didn't even talk. This is like the most chaotic podcast episode, but I love it. at dinner...
First off, this is... always, yeah.
So, yeah, like, this is how we, is like, only, this is just normal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But we, the swag, we didn't talk about what they got at dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So they had all the stuff in their room upon check-in, and then they got work from anywhere kits from Pinch Provisions, and then they got greeting cards with, like, influential women. Who wear glasses. From
Gleam Eyewear.
Yeah, thank you.
Blue light glasses for boss babes. Check them out.
Yeah, so those were waiting on them at their table as a place setting. So that was really cool too. So so far so good, you guys.
And well, Cassie mentioned that it's going to be something that we totally not expected, that the attendees are going to, like, latch on to and say that this is the best thing ever. It's going to be something that was like a last minute detail or something we kind of overlooked or didn't think much of. And it's funny that she said that. I haven't seen it. I don't know what that thing is yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny that we were so focused on, like, that work from anywhere kit. Like, we toiled over that decision.
We spent more money. Like, that's one of our most expensive gifts for the whole conference.
Yeah. And we didn't get
it
much
was
feedback.
Fucking crickets.
And by much, I mean none.
Yeah. I almost wonder, like, maybe that's
no,
like,
one opened them.
I think maybe that should have been in the room too. Like, we should have just done all of the things in the room, because that had like a charger in it. And like, I just don't know that it had a dinner impact. I think that may have been an oversight on our part. Like, it did make sense to us, but I don't know that it read right to the
crowd. Maybe we'll learn in the morning.
Okay, so we have obviously had more time to reflect on this piece, and we've also gotten some after action surveys back, and the overall consensus is that we overgifted. We knew we overgifted, but I think that re-listening to this, we probably could have done without this altogether.
Oh, like
see, they went back and opened it.
Yeah, because it seemed like it got like put aside.
Yeah, like, it did. I think I would have put it aside.
I think so too. Right.
Yeah. Like
and gone through it in your room.
Because a work from anywhere kit, like it, it has like a charger and it has pins. Like it has things to have in your space or like in your office, mm-hmm. you know, even maybe had done better at the conference like day two.
Oh, fair.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, like, I just,
maybe
I think
we should have switched that in the necklaces.
I think that may have been bad placement.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but it was funny. Like, we didn't hear anything. We had one speaker say that she wanted the note cards. But still, one of them opened it, and they were like, oh. And then I, like, watched them put it aside. Like, it was not...
Open the whole thing?
Yeah. They, like, looked through it, and it was just... I was sitting there, and they weren't just like, this is great. They were just like, mm-hmm. And then it like sat beside them, like it just
you're
did
like,
not.
Did you see the?
I was like,
cord?
I was like, it is women. I was like, it is a G cord. The charging.
Thank
cable.
You.
I was like, it's women owned and operated. Like I was like trying to sell.
You're trying
it.
To pitch it. Yeah.
I caught myself selling it, and I was it. Like, oh, it's fine. Like it's fine.
Win some, you lose some.
Yeah. One person did recognize that this is the same company that does it for brides. They were like, oh, isn't this the company's the bride emergency kits?
Oh, which yes, is, in fact, it is.
It is. So, yeah, you're right. That's we haven't found the one that they're going to keep talking about, but we've definitely found the one they're not going to talk about.
But this is so funny that we thought that was going to be like, knock it out of the park.
Oh, that was your non-negotiable. You were like, we are getting these. like,
don't you put it on me.
No, but I was like, I fully supported it. I was like, these are going to be great. Like,
I wonder if the speakers are going to be, because I don't think that any of the speakers open their gifts either. I wonder what their reactions are going to be to their gifts.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, tonight. Like,
it's a lot of delayed gratification. Maybe they were just having that good of conversation. They didn't want to like.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay.
That sounds great. Sure. Okay, so it's 1:22. Yoga starts at 7.
Yoga.
So we should go to bed.
Okay.
That's night one.
That's a wrap.
I know we thanked Haley for suggesting that we do these nightly recaps, and I just want to reiterate that listening back to this, no regrets. I'm so glad that we did this. I hope that if you're planning a conference, or even if you're at the conference and you get a little peek behind the curtain, that you gain clarity, you gain some insight, and you learn to do some of the things differently, like AKA the catering. We will talk more on that later, I promise. So thanks for being here. And we will be back with part two. Well, you've reached the end of another episode of the Mastermind Mixer. I genuinely hope you enjoyed it and maybe even found a nugget or two of wisdom. If you did, I'd be thrilled if you could take a moment to rate and review the podcast. It's like putting gasoline in my podcast tank. And of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And guess what? The show notes are not just a place where words hang out. They're like the VIP section. And there you might find a little surprise, the kind that pairs well with headphones and your favorite podcast. It's the paired drink for the episode. Thanks a million for tuning in. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay subscribed. Cheers.